Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's the first episode of Your Two Dads with Sean and Julian.
We're the two dads.
You're Sean.
I'm Sean. You're Julian.
I'm Julian. We're both dads.
We're both dads.
We're both comedians.
Yes. Finally, a podcast about dads.
I mean, it's about time men had a voice.
I have not been saying that because it's 2019. But I do think it is important because there's so many different like books about what to expect when you're expecting.
Uh-huh.
They're all geared towards the mother.
Right.
Which like that makes perfect sense. And fathers are also supposed to read that.
Yes.
I didn't. But
put a dude on the cover and maybe I'll read it.
Cool.
Sean, what would you say your father style is?
My father, my fathering style mm-hmm. is absolutely, I'm a fun dad. I'm
Uh-oh.
A fun dad 24/7. When it comes to playing with my kid, I'm always there to play.
Right.
And then anything serious, I say, hey, honey, can you please do this?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's real good. She loves it.
Fun dad, not to be confused with a Disney dad.
No, I don't think I'm a Disney dad.
Well, what you can't be because you're still married.
Oh, is it
a Disney dad is when the parents are divorced and whenever the dad has the kids, he always does something way too fun and then brings them back for like school with the mom.
Yeah, I used to work at a Best Buy and there would always be dads going in there going like, yeah, get whatever you want.
I only have you for 6 hours.
Yeah. Like, oh, we're hanging out with our friends, Mario and Wario.
So you're a fun dad. You just don't like doing it. Well, yeah, I mean, how much discipline is there for, how old is Nolan?
He's almost two.
Almost two.
Yeah. So
two. He's starting to, he needs to be like directed.
Yeah, a little bit, but he doesn't do really anything bad yet.
No, they're not bad yet.
No, they're not like evil yet.
Who like, said evil?
He's not like looking at a fire and saying, what was that, Papa?
Yeah.
Well, what's your parenting style?
My parenting style is overreacting and then apologizing.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know. I guess my parenting style is I struggle to let my girls do things on their own. It's hard for me to like stay out of it. I'm not like helicopter with safety. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not like always like, oh, like freaking out. You know, I'm willing to lose them in the mall. I don't
yeah,
care.
Okay.
But if they're trying, what I need to work on is letting them figure things out for themselves.
Yeah. See, that's the other thing is like, that really annoys me when like my mother-in-law mm-hmm. or my mother or my father-in-law or my father
uh-huh.
are in town because like they get so impatient. They just... I don't know what happens, but like once you hit 50, you just have to like do everything. Like,
well, your joints hurt. Your joints hurt.
Yeah. So like if he's like playing with a meatball,
uh-huh.
and like that's his favorite toy, a meatball. but if he's like playing with his food, they're like, no, but you got to eat it now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like,
so where
no.
are we going? This yeah. is dinner.
Yeah, this is dinner. And then he's going to take a bath to go to sleep. I yeah. want him to look like the classic baby that fell into like a spaghetti vat.
I think you have a good... I think you have the right approach.
Yeah, that's. I think I'm right.
What was your week like?
Well, this is actually a weird week to do this because
why?
My wife and child out of town.
Oh, good timing.
Yeah, good time. Well,
for
I mean,
our first episode,
I didn't plan that.
I know. I'm joking. It's
I
fine.
Mean, I did though, so I could get in the zone.
So, what's it like with an empty house?
Sad. Oh,
it's weird, right?
It's so lonely
because we're alone our whole lives.
Yes.
And then you'd think you're used to it.
Yeah. And I think like when I'm in a car alone for like an hour, I'm like, man, this was much needed alone
time.
This
is the life.
But when I'm around, like when I get home, I'm like, yes, this is life.
Yeah.
Like I need energy. I need all that
stuff.
It's
so weird to be surrounded by your things and like their things, you know?
Yeah.
And they're not there. It's really strange.
Yeah, it's so strange. And then I keep like I live in like a duplex, and the people live next door. I keep going like they're on vacation. I didn't disappear them. I'm not one of those dads.
You should just dig a hole in the backyard for no reason.
Yeah, just at night, just yeah. start digging. you guys have any lie?
Well, that's cool. Yeah. We just went on a hike this afternoon. It is funny when like you try to get them a lot of exercise and stuff, but it's harder. It's getting harder and harder every day in this modern society to get kids exercise, right? I mean, they're getting soft, I feel like.
Are they?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like they should be outside more because, like, America's kind of fixed.
Oh, they should?
Yeah, they fixed, like, the biggest issue of, like, the 1970s, 1980s.
Oh, global warming?
No, that's the newest biggest issue, but kidnappings.
Oh, yeah.
Those are gone now.
Yeah, that's why there's no more kids on milk cartons, because we found them all.
Yeah.
And no new kids have gone missing.
They were like, we don't even have to make cartons anymore.
If your kid is missing, we're very sorry for this joke.
If your kid's missing, why are you listening to a dad podcast?
You a little bit asked for this.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, honestly, it's a tragedy.
Yeah.
But turn it off.
Also, if your dad is missing, we're so sorry.
Yeah.
And if your dad... But what are you doing here?
Yeah, why are you listening to a dad podcast if your dad's missing?
But today we are going to review some kid food.
Oh my God, we're going to review kid food. We're going to talk about what our kid is watching right now.
Yeah, and whether you should be watching it with your kid.
Yeah, and most of all, we're going to be talking about rad dads, bad dads, sad dads.
And Chad dads.
And Chad dads, yeah.
And we have a very special guest, our first guest, on purpose, not because he was the first one to say yes. We really wanted this guy.
Yeah, he's fantastic. You know him. You love him. You've seen his Comedy Central Hour special.
Uh-huh. Maybe I'm a man. Oh, no, that's mine.
That's yours. they didn't take that down?
No, they do. It's TV. It's gone immediately. No, his 38 Waist is his special. I was on the guy code with this guy. He's hilarious. He stole the show. Which wasn't easy to—I mean, wasn't hard to do.
Yeah, people around these parts call him the White Awkwafina.
Yeah, do they?
No, I do.
And he's awesome. Chris DiStefano is here. Thank God he's a dad.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to him in a little bit. So stay tuned. Chris, welcome.
Thank you.
To our first Your Two Dads.
Yeah, you're our first guest. This is
really?
So
exciting.
Yeah, no, like, you're really going to set the tone.
Awesome.
Yeah, or we're just never going to release it.
I'll just be the only guest because I didn't work. Well, yeah, it's good. Well, that's three dads now.
How long have you been a dad?
My daughter is born, she's going to be four next month. So.
Oh, okay.
I've been a dad for almost 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you getting better or worse at it?
I feel like I'm getting better. Better at it now because I'm a single dad.
Uh-huh.
So it's like Tuesdays, Thursdays, every other weekend, mom's not around, you know?
Right.
So it's like, you know, like even like something as simple, I didn't even realize, like something as simple as like wiping her.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know, like a vagina, like front to back, back to front. I don't even say
back to front.
I know. I was the worst. You know, a couple of pink eyes later.
You know? Don't you have to go in? Is that is that a myth? The going in?
Going in? What
don't
do you mean?
No, you're supposed to go front to back. So basically anything from the butt, you don't want to get into the vagina. But you could think of it the other way, too. You could say, well, I don't want anything, you know, because it's like maybe like you want to clean her butt first. I don't know. Like, is the butt
priority?
I'm like,
how is he going to say that you should... go back to front with a real reason. But I can see how you could mess that up or not think about it.
Well,
but.
You know what I would do a lot of times is I would just independently clean her butt and then just forget to clean her vagina. I would do that sometimes too.
Yeah.
But now, obviously, now it just makes – once you get it, it's like riding a bike.
Right.
Once you understand
it's
front to back, you don't miss anymore.
I have a son, so we don't really worry about that.
What's his dick like?
Uncut, man.
What? You didn't get him circumcised?
We did not get him circumcised.
Wow. That's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah,
good for you.
It was like truly
so you need to wipe it.
Yeah. No thought went into it. We were just there. He like was like crying, and we were like, you know what? Let's not cut his dick off. That's what
wow.
I said.
Now, is the plan to just like not circumcise him?
Yeah, I think we're past the point of return, and I think we just now have to teach him that he could have the dirtiest dick in the world.
All right, let's stop talking about dicks for a sec.
Oh, man.
Just for a sec!
Why am I here then?
So, yeah, so you have our Tuesday, Thursdays every other weekend?
Tuesdays, Thursdays every other weekend. And, you know, I feel like, you know, obviously it was hard.
Where do you live? You live in New York?
We live in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and I live right by her. I live like 10 blocks away, so it's mm-hmm. great. See her every day. But, you know, yeah, like, you know, doing her hair, ponytails,
yeah.
you know, even like playtime with her. Like, I didn't realize, like, there were so many times where, like, I was always with my kid, but, you know, she'd be playing dolls with her mom. And I was like, oh, that's mommy. But it's like they're playing for 2 hours and I'm just watching SportsCenter. I'm around them, be like, oh, that's cute, and feel like I'm there, but I'm not there. But now when it's just that time, it's like I know everything about my kid now.
Oh, that's yeah. cool. Because you know? That's my great worry is, like, occasionally he's just playing with his mom and I'm like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
And then when it's like my turn to play, I'm like,
you're like, yeah. I don't even know what you're into.
Yeah, I'm in for like 10 minutes. I'm like, we're both yeah. kind of bored, right?
Yeah. yeah. And even like her schooling and stuff, like, you know, because like, you know, Monday when she's with me, like, you know, Tuesday nights and Thursday nights, like homework and the teachers, like, you know, most dads don't even know who the teachers of their kids are, but it's like, I know that I have to do the homework. Like, so for me, it's been like a blessing. I feel like I always thought I was like a good dad because I just loved my kid.
Yeah.
But it's like now that like when she's independent.
No, getting in there is
it's
important.
Like now I feel like I'm making an impact on her life. Before mm-hmm. it was just like I love her and I'm here and I'll give you whatever you want. Like I was always there for her. But it's like now like I feel like, oh, I'm dictating the kind of woman you're going to turn out to be.
I still have a problem with, and Sean's kid isn't old enough yet, really. He doesn't speak that much, right?
No, he babbles. Yeah, he's a babbler.
Fucking plays but with his foreskin.
Yeah, yeah. just hanging out. He just keeps showing me how he can pull it back, and I'm like, oh, stop that.
But yeah, it's like sometimes I feel like I wish she would tell me more about what's going on inside, and mm-hmm. then I'm like, I wonder, like, maybe she doesn't have it yet.
How old is your daughter?
She's 5 and a half.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, that year makes a difference, though.
Yeah.
Like, from 4 to 5.
Yeah. So, I'm always trying to talk to her and stuff, but I feel like there's a little bit of at that age especially, like, four through seven or whatever is, like, very mom mm-hmm. worship. Like, they right. worship their moms.
Right.
And so, I just feel like, I'm always like, so what's going on at school? How's that going? And she's like,
you're a narc.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not with her mom either, right?
No.
Co-parenting relationship.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So what I was saying, you dealt with that too then,
yeah.
having her alone and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I had her alone for a long time, and it was, and yeah, it's great. I mean, you need to get in there. You can't, like, yeah. just coast. You know what I mean?
No, dude.
But
cooking, like, I didn't know how to cook. I didn't know what to do anything.
Oh, so you had to, like, learn how to cook.
Like, I thought my job, like, as a dad, like, I was there. Like, I would, you know, we'd go make money, you know, like, whatever my paycheck or whatever I was getting, whatever room I was doing. It's like, this is towards the mortgage. This is towards the lights. This is in the baby's college fund. And that's, I was like, I'm a dad. I'm a good dad. But it's like, really, like, what was happening is, like, I was just like, I was paying attention to my kid, but I wasn't talking to her. I was like, oh, that's what her mom does. I'm the guy who's got the finances.
And that is a thing that you fall into. And that, I think, is, like, important if you're listening to this and you're going to have a kid. You do fall into that in a weird way. Like,
I make the money.
Yeah, like, basically, that's, like, the only thing my wife and I fight about is I, like, come home from work, and I'm like, I'm pretty much done for the day.
Yeah. And she's like, no.
Well, it takes a little while, but then you realize kids don't understand what money is at all, and they can't appreciate that they have a house because you're the one that brought them into this goddamn world in the first place.
Yeah,
so they're like, so you making money means nothing to them.
Nothing to them, because they're like, I expect you to be able to buy all this stuff I asked for anyway. So it's like, oh, what do you mean you don't have money?
And they don't care about your credits either.
No. They don't give a shit. And also, I noticed time with kids. Like, even my daughter, this trip, I have to be away for a week because I just came from San Antonio. Now I'm here for a week. And, like, if I'm gone for a day or a week, it's the same time for her. She's just like, it's not like anything.
You
like,
think so?
At this point, yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think up until, like, 6 or 7, you really do not have concept of time. It's like,
well, they,
because you don't have the years to actually have the concept of time yet.
Right.
It's like why we are all like, oh, yeah, 2018 flew by. But it's because we have so many years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For them, it's all a week. Like,
everything
week
takes forever.
Yeah, a month is a week.
Well, I mean, think about, like, you know, did you go to Catholic school?
Yep.
So kindergarten through eighth grade, same school?
Yeah.
Think about how long, like, a school year would take and how long, like, when you think back to kindergarten, it's like, that was 100 years ago. But really, it's like I could think about, like, 8 years ago for me doesn't even feel like that long ago.
I know. It's fun. You know? It's so crazy.
Yeah.
So how would you describe your dad approach, like your style? Are you too in there? Or do you try to stay back? Like,
with
what do you
her,
do?
I feel like I've tried to just be conscious, like when I'm in the park with her, say it, like I don't want to be like a helicopter parent. I want to, you know, I need her to experience things and get hurt and fall down and all that. But you know, it's like, but then there's like the thing where it's like, but this is like my little girl. So like, I can't, you know what I mean? Like I can't let some idiot push her off the swing. It's like, I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can't fucking do that to my kid. So it's like this happy medium I'm trying to do. But I used to be a guy who, not that I was like a pushover, but you know, I wouldn't enforce her mother's rules when she was with me, because I would be like, oh, I don't get, you know, you're here, you know, you're
you don't want it to be bad.
But now that she's, something happened, like nothing crazy, like something just happened where I felt like she's old enough to understand, and I feel like I really need to like discipline her. So now, like, when she's like, the same rules are enforced at my house versus her mom's house. So, and I, it's weird, I thought by me not, by me being like the fun dad and like, you can do whatever you want, it was going to be like, she was going to, you know, be like, love every moment.
No,
of me.
Yeah. But it doesn't work.
Doesn't work. When I enforce the rules and stuff and I have to put her in a
timeout. They love you more.
Yeah. When she comes out of that timeout, she's like sitting on my lap. She's like, I love you so much. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's nuts. Like,
see, this is good to hear.
Yeah. No, the more that's absolutely true. It's like, especially after a timeout, and it's not like kissing ass. They're like, they're just happy. They know, they really can tell that you give a shit.
Yeah.
When you tell them like, no, you can't do that, and now you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And you know, it is there's a guilt factor, because we're not, you know, both of us aren't with their moms, you know. And so, but you can't let your guilt not allow you to be a strict father, because you're not doing them any good by doing that.
No. And I learned that. So and then like, just the only times that it's tough is like, you know, time away from her, like on the road and stuff. So now it's like, I feel like, ever since I started making decisions, like, what is best for my daughter? Like, is my time away going to be worth it financially? Is it going to be worth it if I'm working on something? And like, I've said no to so many more things in the past year than I ever had said. I would just say yes to everything, because I'm like, I need to work. I need to work on my set. I need to do that. But now it's like, no, that gig isn't worth it for me financially and time-wise away from my baby. So I just say no. But yet, financially, things have been the same, maybe even better. So I think I'm just putting out in the universe, maybe like, I want a better quality life, a better quality type of gig I'm going after. And I feel like so far it's been all right.
So would you say that your style is similar to how your dad raised you?
My dad, I feel like,
are you breaking the chain or are you keeping the link?
My dad is one of those guys where it was always like the right intention but the wrong move. So that's who my dad was. Right intention, wrong move. Uh-huh. Like, you know, he would do things that I'm like, I see what this is. Like, for example, like, I was 15 years old and my mom, my parents got divorced when I was one. And my dad was always like, listen, even though I'm not in that house every day, like, you know, you're the man of the house now, but like, I'll always love your mom. Me and your mom are a team. Like, he wanted to like enforce that. Like, I don't hate your mother. Like, I will always protect her and all that stuff. So when I was 15, my mom started dating actually one of my very close friends' dads. So that was like brutal to begin with, like being 15 and like,
oh man,
just like everybody's hanging out in the basketball courts and like, yo, Chris's mom's banging Brian's dad. And I'm like, fuck, you know, fighting.
And Brian's like, hey.
Yeah. And I was like, shut up, you asshole. So anyway, Brian's dad cheated on my mom with the woman across the street. Yeah, what a dick move.
Brooklyn.
So I was, you know, my mom was like looking out the window one day, like, you know, Saturday morning, like all upset, like just waiting to see if this guy's going to come back and come out of that woman that he's having an affair with's house. And my dad comes over to pick me up for baseball. And he's like, well, what's going on with your mother? What's going on here?
It sounds like you're setting up the Henry Hill scene in Goodfellas when he walks up to the guys in the driveway.
Yeah, it's pretty close to that.
Okay.
So my dad, he's like, what are you doing? You know, what's going on? I was like, well, Jim broke up with her and he cheated on her. And it's the woman across the street. She's all upset.
You told him this?
I told my dad, yeah. And I was like, so that's what happened. He goes, what do you mean? He's cheating with the woman across the street? And I said, yeah. He goes, you going to do something about that? I was like, I'm 15 years old. I have psoriasis.
Like, he's like,
you're holding my psoriasis medication. He was holding my psoriasis medication from CVS.
Yeah.
It's like,
he's like, you take that itch and you use it.
Yeah. I was like, what could I'm going to beat up somebody's dad? And then my dad.
He's like, you're still in high school. You can't get in that much trouble.
Yeah. And then my dad was like, I'll be right back. I'm going to go get us bagels. And then like 5 minutes went by and I heard my mother screaming like, Tony, you're going to kill him from the window because we lived on the second floor. And so I run downstairs and he was already walking across the street and the guy Jim was running up the stairs back to the house like holding his eye. My dad had just like got him out of the house. You know, like call, somehow, whatever, rang the bell or whatever, and then dragged him out and was like punching him in the face and was like, don't, you know, whatever he said, like, don't ever do that to this woman again, or if I ever see her, I'm going to fucking kill you, whatever. And then he ran back up the stairs and he was like, that was your job. And I'm like, how is that my job? I'm a 15-year-old kid. And then he, but then his whole thing was like 2 hours went by.
You're like, can I just get the bagels?
Yeah, the bagel seems like the easier job.
Yeah. And like 2 hours later, we're like driving, you know, baseball practice over. And he's like, hey, you know, I just want to, you know, I shouldn't have done that, right? I'm like, yeah, everybody knows. I know, mom, no, the police, like everybody knows you shouldn't have done it. He's like, well, the point I was trying to make was instead of sitting there playing video games and while your mother's upset, go out there and talk to her and console her so she's not alone with her thoughts. I was like, so then just say that. You should have just said that. And then
is so not what he did.
Yeah. I know and understand English very well. I'm 15 years old. If you would have said those words, I would have went out there and done that because you're my dad and I'm scared of you. But instead you beat up somebody else's dad and I just, it's a right intention, wrong move.
That's
just
crazy.
What it is, you know?
That's
so
crazy.
So with that is like, you know, I feel like there's so many good things that my dad did about like so many good lessons where it's like, you know, always like even it plays in my daily life right now. Like I'm not with my kid's mom anymore, but I still look at my kid's mom like, I don't want us to fight. I want us to be good co-parents. I want a healthy relationship. I'm always here for you still. It didn't work out for us romantically, but like you can always come to me if you feel like something's happening with another guy or you like, I'll be there for you. I'm not your enemy. Like we're still friend. We're still a team here for our kid. So that's good. But you know, it's like a nice lesson. And also like, you know, him, just kind of always, the guy never missed anything in my life. Like never missed a thing in my life.
Like sports and stuff.
Never
like that.
Sports. And even like now, there's been a couple of times where, like my agent, like I've turned down a gig and my agent has been like, what are you talking? Like what? This is a great gig. I'm like, yeah, but I'm supposed to, my daughter's looking forward. You know, we're going to Hershey Park in Pennsylvania. It's been on the books for 6 months. We've been telling her about it. So I can't do it. And he's like, yeah, but it's like good money. I'm like, I can't do it. I don't want to let her down. So it's like, that's just, I don't care, you know?
That is a great lesson. Like, my dad never missed anything, but he also was not at all teaching me lessons.
Like, he was kind of just there.
Yeah, I think he never
missed anything, but he also wasn't there somehow.
He just, like, you know, he had nothing going on. Yeah, like, on more than one occasion, I heard my dad say this in this exact tone. Why can't anything in my life go right?
He's a sitcom dad?
Yeah.
Oh, we were watching a clip of your stand-up, you said your grandfather was in the mafia.
Yeah,
are allegedly. You in the mafia?
No, I'm the no.
I told Sean, it's like if you're a cop, you have to tell us if we ask you.
I'm in the fucking acid reflux mafia. I have GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. I could talk about that.
How's the psoriasis?
Yeah, that. Oh,
you're Chrissy God. Psoriasis.
Chrissy flare-ups.
Yeah, there he is, Itchy Chris.
Yeah,
we call him that because he's always itching.
Chrissy the itch.
He's always embarrassed. Oh no, that's just his red fucking psoriasis face. So we're going to test some kid food.
Let's do it.
You want to do it?
It's time for Snack Pack.
It's time for Snack Pack. Yeah, Sean's got a couple of, what are they called? Packets?
Yeah, so I got packets. What I got is Plum Organics, carrot, chickpea, pea, beef and tomato paste.
What is that beef?
Yeah, I don't know.
What could this be?
I almost left it in my car today, but then I couldn't get it.
At first, when you gave it to me, I thought it said beet. I was like, this would be good. And then I saw beef. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, just like, you know, room temperature old beef.
Just liquid beef.
I went, we're
going to take a sip?
Let's open it first. You crack it, get that smell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the record, I went vegetarian a few months ago, but I will...
We'll have some
I will drink some beef.
I will say this smells exactly like when I feed my dog.
God. That does not smell.
Do we have to pound the whole thing or we're just looking for a sip?
You have to pound the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. For that dumb circumcised joke.
Okay. Man, that does not smell good. All right.
Oh. Oh my God.
Oh,
that's so gross.
I have like a little chunk of beef.
Oh, dude, I'm going to throw up. I swear to God, I'm going to throw up.
There's no way I can finish this.
I can't
there's
even
no
take
fucking way.
But like your son will pound this.
Yeah, he loves it. It's fucking insane. What it tastes like, I'm getting a lot of...
Now I'm mostly tasting beef.
This is actually one of the grossest things I've ever eaten. Ingredients, water, carrots, chickpea, puree. Okay, so it's all... What's the meat, though?
They can't tell you.
Just says ground up. Beef.
It's probably like cat.
Oh,
it's got cinnamon in it.
Yeah.
It tastes like... Oh, go ahead.
You can taste the tomato. The tomato is doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
However, it's so... Not cold or hot.
Yeah. It's packet temperature.
Yeah, it's packet temperature. You can tell someone put this in there like, I don't know, a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
That is brutal.
But it's like, see, that's one of those things where it's like, I would just give these things to my kid and not taste them first. And it's like, we should do that as dads. Like,
yeah, I guess
taste your kid's shit. You know?
That's why we're tasting it right now.
That's why podcast, man.
I went too far. I used to put it all in my mouth and then spit it into her mouth.
You went baby bird it.
Yeah, baby bird.
Gwyneth Paltrow used to feed her kid that way.
Yeah, which
that's why people shit.
Probably don't need to do that when it's already a paste.
Yeah. Oh, it's so gross.
It's. I think it tastes like if you were to lick. You know, like when you pull up a carpet,
yeah.
And the bottom is like that rough, fibrous,
yes,
shit.
I know
or
exactly what you mean.
If you lick that, that's kind of what I think it would taste.
I literally, I'm not even like trying to be funny. Like I'm literally holding in a shit instantly. Like it's instantly, like it's at, you know, like when it's like just it's right at my asshole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's because of that.
It's like Popeye's spinach, but instead of getting stronger, you get diarrhea. Yeah,
diarrhea. It's like right there.
The animation would be your butt filling up with poop.
Yeah, I will say. So, like, what the purpose of this bit is like we try it. And then we talk about, now that we know what it tastes like, will you still give this to your kids?
I would definitely still give this to my kid.
I would not give this to my kid.
See, that's respect.
I would not give this to my kid anymore.
I like the blueberry one, like, that we give them. Like,
yeah, the fruit one I can do.
Yeah, but this, like, the fact that I'm feeling strings of beef in my mouth.
Some of it is stuck in my intestine right now. I feel it stuck.
I take mine back because, the meat taste is so strong. It's like, I don't think there should... Why would a three-year-old need to eat fucking steak? No.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Is he trying to gain weight for a fucking match?
I mean, it's relatively healthy, though. I mean, you got low carb, 8 grams.
Well, it turns out people are watching this kid food stuff pretty closely.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't really get away with it's not the 70s.
I mean, it's Plum Organic. It's all organic, so it's technically good for them.
I don't think it would hurt them, but there's no reason to give your kid meat. I don't understand why you would do that.
Yeah.
Also, like a liquid beef, I would just be concerned about like it being out too long and turning. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, truly, I got this off the... I don't trust meat that you buy off of a Target shelf, but it's not refrigerated at all. But
opinion, I would say that this does not taste good and I would not give it to my kid. However, I know that Plum Organic... Or I don't know, but I think Plum is a very trusted company.
It's reputable.
It's a reputable company. Yeah. I think the other flavors, like you said, the blueberry, the fruit ones are good. You know,
to be honest, this without the beef, I think is a nice... meal.
It's kind of a tomato soup.
Yeah.
It's tomato soup with shreds of old beef.
Carrot, chickpea, pea, tomato, and cinnamon is a nice meal.
Yeah.
I don't need the beef.
Yeah, this to me, if I had to just be crass and stuff, it tastes like if you jerked off a pot roast into your mouth.
Yes. Very well said. Yeah.
I'm gonna have another swig for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn.
That's disgusting.
Oh, very weird. It's like a pot roast just came in my mouth.
So that was the meal option for this week. But I also got fiber and protein soft-baked oat bar. So, hey, that shit is about to come out.
I like almost anything soft-baked.
Okay, here we go. Happy Tot.
Yeah, this is made by Happy Tot. It's
gluten-free.
It's organic bananas and carrots. You know how everyone always is pairing bananas and carrots?
Oh, no. Why is this had carrots too, and I don't like carrots.
This isn't that bad. It's not good.
You like carrots?
I could eat a carrot.
I don't like carrots.
They're good for your eyes.
I can do a raw carrot. I hate a cooked carrot.
My wife hates cooked carrots. I don't mind carrots. I like them.
I can only eat melted cheese. If cold cheese, I can't do it.
Me too.
Only, what? It has to be melted.
Mine's from Catholic school. A nun made me eat a cheese sandwich, and she wouldn't let me go off for recess. And that's why I can't eat cold cheese or mayonnaise or
because
anything.
Because you
white.
Associate it with not recess?
I associate it with being force-fed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. I've never met another guy. I can't eat goat cheese, period.
Period. I can't eat anything white.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I very rarely eat white things. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
This, by the way.
Your poor girlfriend.
Yeah. That's why I got Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
That actually makes me so happy because no one, I've never met another person who's like
that. But if it's
that.
Melted cheeseburger, I'll eat that all day.
All day, but it has to be melted.
It has to be melted.
Weird.
Yeah.
I do like this. I would eat this. Like if my,
this is not bad at all.
Yeah, if my son didn't finish this, I would
this
eat it.
This is better than some of the like Clif Bars I've had.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is good.
And this has got to be healthy, too.
Yeah.
Who knew? Now I'm going to go home and mash bananas and carrots together and try to eat that and be like, ooh, ugh.
And then you're like, it doesn't work at all. I guess I'll fuck it.
What?
You mash them together. Right? I don't know.
Even when you explain the joke, I don't get it.
I don't know. You turn it into a vagina?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, these are good. So these are Happy Tot fiber and protein soft-baked oat bars.
Not bad.
Highly recommended. And you know what's good with this? If your kid doesn't like it, you eat it.
Boom.
You know?
Easy.
If they don't like the beef pouch, you're fucked.
You're fucked. Yeah, don't. I wouldn't buy those in bulk.
Let's do kid content.
Kid okay. content.
But we'll be right back.
We'll be right back to review some kid shows. All right, we're back. Your two dads. Chris DiStefano. Sean, you're still here.
I'm still here.
And I'm Julian McCullough. This has been a great first episode. Thank you, Chris. We're not done.
No, we're never done.
Get back here.
We're fucking not done.
We're going to talk about kid content, and that's what 2Ks, right? We're going to do it 2Ks?
Yeah, K. Yeah, kid content.
Okay. anyway. What is your kid watching these days? So she's 4 and a half. She's about to turn 5.
She's about to turn 4.
She's late.
3 3/4. And she watches every day is Peppa Pig. Mm-hmm. Loves Peppa Pig.
We watch so much Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig. And then that thing happened with that Mimo, the thing was popping up on the Peppa Pig pages or whatever. So it popped up on one of her videos.
Oh, you actually got the Mimo.
And Delilah, it was on. She didn't even, it wasn't scary to her. She was just watching it, like thinking it was like a new character. And then I wasn't there. Her mom was like, she was just looking at it like, why is Peppa Pig not here? Like her mom was freaked out, but she didn't care. So we watched Peppa Pig on YouTube. Much,
they have every episode up on YouTube. Yeah, and it's like,
well, I watch it on Facebook Live too. It's just like that's perfect because like if you like have to do something, get some work done, and like because sometimes on YouTube it's like the commercials, the ads. My daughter still doesn't know how to like click the ad, but the live it's just streams.
Oh, that's
just
nice. Great. Oh, wow, that's good to know because we. I mean, it's pretty much on a loop in my house.
Like, hey, guys, thank God for Facebook, right? What a great company.
Great company. They didn't do anything bad.
Hey, you keep selling my information.
You keep streaming that pig.
She watches that. And then
What do you think of Peppa Pig?
I don't mind.
Have you ever watched the whole episode?
I've watched the whole. Yeah, I've watched it.
Front to back?
Front to back. Yeah, yeah. I like it. I mean, it's like, it's British fucking accent pigs. I get it.
Yeah.
pigs are British.
That is what the show is. You're completely right.
It's just these fucking pigs from London, and they act like, they go on adventures.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I do have one problem, and I want to know if anyone knows this. Please tell me why it happened.
What?
There's only one human being in the whole world, and it's the queen.
I know.
And they meet the queen, but like the whole world is all animals that could talk, and they meet the fucking queen.
Who's an actual queen.
Yeah, she's she's a person.
I've never
seen
the queen.
She should be like a bee or something. Yeah, no.
I've never seen the queen.
She rarely pops up, but she does pop up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And they get right in.
I like
that.
Oh, we still love Doc McStuffins, too. I don't know if you guys did you miss Doc McStuffins?
Yeah, we didn't.
She missed that.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. It's crazy how
I know what it is.
If our kids are separated by just a year, like they know a cartoon versus your kid knows cartoons that my kid does not know.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turnover. Like Goldie's old enough for Song of the South.
Yeah. And Thundercats.
Yeah.
No, but what I like about Peppa is it's not screaming.
Yeah.
It's quiet.
It's very quiet.
Good call. It's quiet. It's subtle.
Yep.
You know,
it's like, eloquent. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got the British accents, or, you know?
Yeah. We get that you're impressed by the British accents.
Yeah. Fucking nice.
You know, it's just they're just born talking like that. Yeah, it's not like an accomplishment.
You know? They're having tea.
They went to that school to learn how to talk fancy.
Yeah, the boarding school. They're respecting each other, you know?
But they were jumping in the muddy puddles. I don't like that. That's a bad influence.
It is.
Don't be jumping in muddy puddles.
My son does that now.
When that's what I'm saying.
And
it's bad.
It was fun. We had so much fun doing
it. Oh, yeah, but he's got all those mud worms now.
What? No, we were jumping in muddy puddles. It's a great show.
Yeah.
They do weird jokes for just the adults. Like,
yeah. I didn't notice Peppa doing that.
Oh, big time. Like, their teacher, Miss Gazelle, mm-hmm. or Madam Gazelle, she was at a Halloween party, and then the narrator, she's like looking in a mirror, and the narrator goes, "Oh, that's odd. Miss Gazelle does not have a reflection." And then they just move on. So for the rest of the time, I'm like, wait, she's a fucking vampire? Yeah. They're like, not going to talk about that again?
Well, no, in Britain, that's a joke. They say divorced women don't have reflections.
Oh. Are you serious?
No. Oh. Yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah, no, we got to open up the diaper bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to open up the diaper bag. And then I think it's time for plugs.
Yeah.
But the question for this week in the diaper bag is from
we ask you to ask us a question for our dad.
Yeah, and just tweet at us like questions you have about parenting or being a dad or like, what's the deal with my dad? We'll just make it up. I don't give a shit.
Who's this question from, Jordy?
No, this is
a real one.
We actually got one real question.
Oh, cool. I was like just in-house. Oh, app so-and-so.
This comes from Aldrin Cornejo.
Nice name.
My question is, how do you ride the fine line between disciplinarian dad and I'm your cool pal dad?
Well, I think I personally, anytime I reprimand my daughter and put her in a timeout and do that, I always in my head have like a 5-minute timer because I feel like that's a long time for
a
kid.
That's a long time.
5-minute timer. And then I make sure I say, you know, do you know what you did wrong? I'm sorry I had to yell at you, but when you do things wrong, like, this is what's going to happen. But I love you, and give her a kiss. And I'll always make sure I pick her up, like, off the floor. Like, I pick her up and I walk around with her, and like, we do something silly or fun within 5 minutes of her being scolded. Because I don't want it to go too long where she's like, this guy's a dick.
Yeah.
But I also want it to be long enough where she's like, oh, but, you know, this guy's a dick in a good way.
You're like, that's it, time out. I'm going to go do a spot. I'll be right back.
You look in the corner. I'll be back if there's traffic.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah.
Although you got to be careful, not to get in your head, but you got to be careful with that afterward part, because then she's going to be like, you know what? If I can sit through that 5 minutes, shit's pretty sweet after that.
Well, I think like right now it's been working, but it's like, I think the thing with parenting, what I'm noticing is like the constant adjustments. Like
as soon as something works, it doesn't work anymore.
It's constantly adjusting.
Yeah.
Like constantly you have to adjust to, because they change so much. I mean, they have, you know, like, who knows? When I get back on Friday, maybe 5 minutes is going to be not long enough. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife and kid have been away for 4 days now, and I'm already noticing when we FaceTime that he's, like, talking more.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, cool. I'm missing him being human.
Are you just fucking lighting up the walls, jerking off? That you have, like, an empty? It's got to be nuts. Yeah. As soon as they left, you were just banking it.
Yeah, if there's a crime in my apartment, there I'm going to be found guilty.
Dude, as soon as you said,
I want to come over to your house and jerk off.
I was like, this kid is emptying his balls every day.
Come on, we got 3 rooms. We're
all covered in cum.
The question though, he goes, "You're a cool pal, Dad." It's like, nah, don't be their friend. That's the worst thing you can do for them. Don't be their friend.
Okay,
don't want your. Maybe as they get older.
I was going to say, as you get old, like now my mom and dad are friends. Like, they don't have authority over me anymore. We're just three adults in the room and I enjoy their company. But like, I'm 34 years old.
Yeah.
You do not need the validation of having your kid like you. That is not important.
Agreed. No. But did either of you guys have like, I smoke pot with my kid's dad?
I smoked pot with my dad, but I was 16.
Yeah.
I never had, like, my dad. No, we didn't have that. He's not a cool dad or a disciplinary dad. I'm just in this weird thing where I think I died at 8.
You're like roommates.
I just keep getting older and fatter.
Well, thank you for your question. That was a good
question.
It was a very good question.
Very good question. Thank you.
Yeah.
But your kids will thank you. It feels good to them when you discipline them. If you don't, if you're not crazy about it.
Yeah, my whole goal as a dad is, I was thinking about it the other day, is like, I just want to be a guy, a parent who, like, all I do is give to my child. I don't take anything from her. I'm the person in her life, one of hopefully many people in her life, but she can always count that I'm a person and hopefully her mom. I just give whatever she wants. It's like my life is about, you know, I live for me and do all that stuff. And I know it's important to put yourself first and because it's better for her health and happiness and all that. But it's like I just want to give to her. I don't want to ever be the guy where she's like, hey, this person's taking from me too. He's taking my time or he's asking me for money or whatever. It's like
advice.
It's like I'm just here to give to you and you can always count on me. That's just, I feel like if you can do that, you're all right.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good. Well, I'll leave it there.
Yeah, I love
absolutely.
That. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Turns out we only needed to do one episode.
Yeah, that's it. Check out my podcast, 3 Pound Foreskin.
Turns out I want Chris to be my dad.
Yeah, wow. Dude, you're home alone this year. Let's fucking make it. Let's make a baby. If you join
What do you got coming up, Chris?
I got
the Soho Theater. I saw that. That's pretty crazy.
So if you guys can come out to Wall Street Theater in Norwalk, Connecticut, April 25th. This is kind of talking about dads. This is the kind of dad I have because he's like an ex, you know, mafia bookie guy. He bet me, the place holds 700 seats. He bet me that I can't sell it out. He's like, I bet you $1,000 you're not going to sell it out. I'm like, well, this is, I'll take the bet because you're pressuring me to it, but it's like I'm going to lose the fucking money in the gig either way now. You know, it's like I'm just not. So it's like if you guys could come and prove him wrong, that would be really helpful for me. Also, I'm just going to have to give my dad the guarantee I was supposed to get anyway.
Your dad's going to be physically dragging people into the theater, and then he's going to be like, "That was your job."
I was trying to show you should always wash your car.
And your podcast?
My podcast is Stand Up with Chris DiStefano on here on Comedy Central, and then I have another podcast called History Hyenas, which is nuts. Go talk about fucking nature and animals, and it's just you don't expect
as you do, you know, growing up in Brooklyn, you know everything about animals.
I could talk to you about hyenas and pseudo penises and the way they track their prey for fucking hour. Listen to my podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
And ChristyComedy.com, Christy Comedy everywhere for everything.
Great.
Sweet.
And and you make videos with your daughter.
I make videos with my daughter. Oh, that's another thing. What my daughter because it's like dad stuff with, you know, any entertainers out there listening with like that thought of like, do I put my kid out on my social media? Do I not? I have a group chat with my mom, my dad, my daughter's mom, and my daughter's grandma on her mother's side. And if I'm going to a video, like if I think it's funny or like something that like happened cool that I was like, I want to share, I send it to them first and they all have to approve it before I post. It's like not just, I feel like I've gotten other people that like love her. And if like, because there have been some videos like, no, I don't want to put that out. And I'm like, then absolutely not. So that's what – it's a little system I have, and it's I think it's all right.
That's awesome. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And it seems fair and balanced.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I get the decision not to. I totally get it. I could see it both ways.
Because, the only person that doesn't understand it is the kid.
Right.
Like, they don't understand what's that they're being out there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You should put her on that group chat.
Yeah. Well, now that she can spell, kind of.
Yeah. That's on her. Yeah. thanks so much, Chris.
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Thanks for having me.
Rate and review us on
iTunes. Or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Subscribe. And if you get in early before we have like a shitload of listeners, you'll get a lot of personal attention. So, you can tweet questions at us and we'll probably be you can be our friend.
Yeah. Please be our friend.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you. Bye.